Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Oh, hey, there's Dr. Patani. Hey, Dr. Amar Patani, how are you today? Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. I'm not in that Whole Food store trying to get some wine.
Well, that's good.
I'm here whining about it. You get it? I don't know. Can you relate to that at all? I don't know what it's like. You don't have hundreds of employees at your family dentistry office in Barrington, but has your industry also had trouble staffing, would you say?
You know, from my personal perspective, we haven't really had trouble staffing. We've been okay. I think one of the things is, along with COVID, came a little bit of a decline in the clients or the patients that we have. And so we were able to manage staffing to that amount. And now as we take up, you know, everyone's pretty eager to get back to work. I have heard of other practices, though, having some issues, especially with the vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. And just in general, dentistry being kind of a high-risk area with COVID, a lot of practitioners and hygienists just not wanting to go back to work at this time.
So Main Street Smiles is in Barrington. You may know that if you listen to this radio station much. Sometimes Dr. Patani is a guest and we want to talk about your teeth. He's also an advertiser here. And you, since we're focusing on Barrington, the town today, on our your hometown series, when did you start your practice over there, doctor? How long have you been in business in Barrington?
So in Barrington, it's just a little over a year now. I've been working in practice for several years with locations in Zion, and I was in Delvin, Wisconsin before that, and so I've been kind of tracking my way south here. But in Barrington, we've been here for a little over a year, and we've, you know, renovated everything. We've put in a whole bunch of new technology. A lot of that has to do with safety for COVID in our current climate. And then a lot of that is, you know, we're a very high-tech practice. And we like to do things right.
You are kind of an anomaly, aren't you? I've mentioned this in the past, but just tell us about your academic or professional route to being a dentist in Barrington.
Sure. So it is a long kind of a winding path. I graduated from Northwestern with a degree in electrical engineering. And I did the engineering gig. I did software application consulting for Deloitte and IBM, and then I decided that I wanted to do something else. I had always loved that job, but it was just time to try something else. And
how long did you do that?
12 years. So for 12 years, I was a software application developer and strategy and management.
Okay.
So it was a great time.
Which would be enough for most of us, but no, you want to go to med school.
So I went to dental school, and I got my degree. And
don't just get a degree. So now you got to tell your wife, hey, listen, I sit down. And then she sits down and you tell her you want to do this. So now you're going to, I don't know if you have money for dental school, but that's fantastically expensive. And you're going to put a pause, I guess, in your career. And you've got to get through dental school, right? I mean, wow.
And so actually my wife was very supportive on this route. She was actually pushing me to do it. My previous job, I was traveling, so I had a 100% travel job. Oh. Fly out Monday, fly back Thursday, and so this would allow me to be home. And I'd been talking about it for a while. And, you know, there's something about, I love science, I love technology, and I love working with my hands. And dentistry really combines this idea of science, technology, and art, and allows you to kind of channel those parts of you. And at the same time, you're helping people and delivering a good service.
Hmm. Okay. So then where did you go to dental school?
I went to Marquette. North here.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you get
great
your
school.
And then what happens when you graduate? Like, you don't then go work for, I guess you could go work for a dental practice, or do you strike out on your own?
So I went and worked for a dental practice for about 4 years, and that was in Delavan, Wisconsin. A place called The Dentist up there in Delavan, and I learned so much there. The dentist I worked with, Dr. Ben Johnson, he's phenomenal and just really a great teacher, really patient and really helpful, and really taught me everything, or so much of what I know now, you know, about implants and endodontics, root canals, cosmetic dentistry.
Yeah.
Just about everything. And we do everything here now. You know, I enjoy kind of the different aspects of dentistry, and I love providing that service.
Well, that's why I say that you appreciate the art and the science of dentistry, because you come at this from an electrical, did you say electrical engineering background? That was what your first degree was in?
Yeah, that's right.
So you're kind of an engineer, but then as a dentist, you really take a lot of pride, I know, in the cosmetic side, how it appears. I mean, what's the point of going to a dentist if you're not going to look and feel better? But it's just, to me, an interesting sort of right brain, left brain sort of thing that you have. So a lot of that work then that other guys might send out, I know you do it yourself there. You, like, build the molds. You do all of that, right?
That's right. So part of what I love about dentistry is it's a very wide profession where we can do things like extractions. We can do just general fillings, and we do veneers. We do cosmetics. We do cleanings. We do, you name it. We do root canals. We do crowns. We do implant placement. We do implant restorations, teeth whitening. So from the very smallest things to the very biggest things, we do it all here. And then personally, because of my background, I'm very into the technology, and so we have a 3D printer here on site where we make the molds for our custom clear aligners.
He does.
We have a CBCT 3D scan, so we do that for implant placement. Just about everything you can get, you know, it's good and bad. I'm kind of like a tech junkie when it comes to that. So.
Yeah, and some of that stuff strikes me as being a little expensive. I mean, you had to put a new ventilation for COVID-19 last year, and then you got a 3D printer and all this other stuff. When you look at a dentist's office, everything looks really expensive. This just must be, how does somebody then go from working for a practice to then having all of that stuff on their own?
Well, that's where the banks come in. I can tell you I did not pay for this, I will be paying for it for a very long time now. But you know, when we took over the practice, this is my main practice here. This is the practice I kind of dreamed about having. And I'm trying to make it be exactly what I've always wanted in a practice. And a lot of that involves safety as far as ventilation systems for COVID and any future airborne diseases that we have that, you know, now it feels like we're going to have several back-to-back-to-back. Who knows how long this will go for. So we made a big investment here in technology, in safety, and that's critical to the way this practice runs.
It's funny, too, because when you walk into, this is Mark Patani, he's the doctor at Main Street Smiles in Barrington. Does that sound familiar? We do their commercials here. And we're shining the big WGN radio light today on the Village of Barrington. So let's talk to this business, I said. And when you walk into yours, it's like an old refurbished house. I mean, the wood floors kind of have that creak that you would recognize from a vintage old house redone. That's where your practice is, right?
That's right. We're in downtown Barrington, so right on Main Street, and it is an old Victorian house built in, I think it's the 1920s. Beautifully restored. The wood is beautiful. We repainted everything. We've upgraded a lot of the kind of the bones, and it's just a really nice and fun place to work, and you get that kind of nice, safe, home, cozy feeling when you're here.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, that's... forget about how nice it is to work in an old building like that, but maybe that helps with the comfort level of people too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it does. And you know, it doesn't come across as a sterile environment like the environment you have when you go to a hospital or like a very white, you know, clean. It's a very cozy feeling. Of course, we are very sterile and very safety conscious and very clean. But the feeling you get when you're here is just a very comfortable feeling.
Okay, Doc, I just wanted to say hi and, congratulate you on what I know has been opening up a business at a very challenging time, and yet you've also been very successful. A lot of our listeners go to see Dr. Patani in Barrington, and now you know maybe a little bit more why. If they want to know more about you or check out the website, what's the best one for them to go to, Doc?
You can give us a call over at 847-381-5958. Or our website is www.mainstreet312.com.
Yeah, I think that's the one we put out there most of the time, mainstreet312.com. Dr. Patani, I'll ask you more dental questions next time, but thanks for visiting with us this time.
Great. Thanks, John.